So tell me a little bit about what the impact was of working with ITVS and AOL to put the 20-minute clip of King Korn up on the AOL True Stories site.
You know, I think the real challenge in this business is how can you keep the story fresh? How can you keep new stuff coming out? And so by the time we got around to AOL True Stories, we had just looked to the film itself. And by sort of pre-releasing a chunk of it, gave us one more chance to sort of be on the radar screen of people. And I think, you know, if you see 20 minutes of a feature-length film, you really want to see the whole thing.
And do you think, I mean, I have a feeling there's no way to measure whether AOL helped drive viewers to the PBS broadcast a week or so later, but do you have sort of a gut sense that, yeah, it probably had some impact there?
I'm sure they did in some way. And, you know, it's not that we put a 20-minute clip on there that did it, but the 20-minute clip was the excuse for getting featured. So you're always looking for any way you can find to make your story relevant and your film relevant to a big website like AOL. And so that was really helpful for us. That was just the mechanism through which we did it.
Let's talk a little bit about the mashup contest that you did, the Filmocracy contest where you offered people short clips from the movie and some photos, and you sort of invited them, okay, make your own statement about the agriculture and the food system in the U.S. A lot of filmmakers wouldn't have been comfortable letting people mash up their material. So what made you comfortable with it, and what was the upside that you saw in that contest?
The spirit of King Korn is pretty participatory from the start. We, we put ourselves in the film. We wanted it to feel handmade wherever we could, and, you know, we shot all the interviews handheld and sort of wanted the film to feel very much like a living, breathing kind of thing. So by the same token, it made sense to open up the discussion to other people and see what they had to say and see what they would do with our topic. So, you know, handing off some of our footage with some funny archival clips and things felt really appropriate. I mean, everybody eats, and we want people to come out of the film not just, you know, interested and engaged and concerned about what's going on with corn, but to look at the way they eat and say, you know, what am I doing? What systems am I supporting? Does soybeans work the same way? You know, what are these Cheetos made out of? Giving people a chance to play with the footage themselves is a really nice way to build on that energy.
And have you seen any of the resulting short films yet?
I have, yeah. They're fun. They're a kick. There was one class project where people were working with this idea of tracing a food back to its source. And one kid did a pretty hilarious movie called Prince Cheeto that was about how one delicious, fluffy, crunchy, orange, cheese-coated snack came into being. And I think that's really the right kind of idea.
One thing that struck me as interesting is as you were making the movie, you had this FileMaker database that you were maintaining to keep track of all of the contacts that you were making as you interviewed people. And I guess part of the purpose was so that you could kind of reconnect with all your interviewees once the film was ready and kind of get their help in promoting it and spreading the word.
Yeah.
Just tell me a little bit about, you know, A, where did that idea come from, and B, what was some of the impacts?
I guess for me, one of the big motivations for making the film in the first place was that it was a chance to meet and interact with and become friends or colleagues with all kinds of people who I'd admired for a long time and been interested in. So, you know, authors whose books I had read, suddenly, because we were making this film, I had a chance to call them up and say, hey, can we interview you? Can we talk to you? Do you have any ideas about where we should focus our story? What can you tell us about our acre of corn? You know, because the film was in large part an excuse to start relationships with these people, I was eager to continue those relationships. And we all sort of see filmmaking, I think, as a networking process as much as, the act of creating a single tangible art piece that you can hold in your hand.
And it is true that one of the contacts or one of the people that you interviewed pretty early on later wound up working at this foundation that helped pay for some of the outreach?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, we when we were just beginning our work in Iowa, we met with a professor at Iowa State who gave us a great interview and then went on to be a program officer at one of the big foundations that funds food and agriculture work, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. He was just a great resource from the beginning. He said, you know, your project might be a good fit for us, and it really encouraged us to apply and pursue the possibility of getting a distribution grant from them.
Great. Well, thanks for making time to chat from Arizona.
Yeah, you bet.